I can do it for you. Right there, like that. And I get a good recording. Okay. What, did you go to school here, Marcy?
I went to, well, only as far up as the sixth grade.
You went to sixth grade?
Seventh, rather.
Seventh?
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And here in Honolulu or Kapa?
I began in Kaumakani, and then when we moved to Kapa, I went up to this sixth grade over there. I started the sixth grade in Kapa, and then finished up till seventh over here.
I see. So all three, Kaumakani, Kapa, and Honolulu.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your present occupation and previous occupations? Like, you know, are you working now? Are you a housewife?
Right now I'm a housewife. I am.
Have you, what kind of jobs did you work on when you were younger or before?
Well, the only job that I've ever held, worked at, was I was a bartender's waitress at the Tahiti Nui for several years.
That.
Yeah, several years. And that was it.
How'd you like that?
Oh, yes, it's fun.
Meet a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. All kinds.
You know, I walked into Ruben's last night, brought my wife and little one. I happened along with me. They were staying with the Beach Boy.
Mm.
My wife's first time over here in Kauai, so I thought I'd bring her along.
Well?
So I walked into Ruben's and asked the manager if they had any entertainment. And said no. I said, well, would you like to have some? Because I brought my guitar along and I've been entertaining in Waikiki. I said, sure. Well, go up, you can audition. See what I can do about your dinner. Bought our dinner last night, our breakfast today, our lunch today, our dinner tonight. I'm asking for them tonight too.
Good
food, that place too.
Mm-hmm. I've been there several times, only for lunch though, you know.
Mm.
Like when I go to meetings like that. And it takes all day, so we have a lunch break, you know. Go have
meetings
lunch.
What kind of meeting is that?
This past year, I was secretary to the Diocesan Congress. It's the Congress of the Filipino Catholic Clubs.
The Diocesan Congress?
Mm-hmm.
So is there a diocese of Kauai or a diocese of this side of Kauai?
No, it's for the whole islands, the state of Hawaii.
The state of Hawaii,
yeah.
The diocese.
It's called the Diocesan Congress of Filipino Catholic Clubs.
Oh, I see.
So being that I'm, well, kind of a president of the Filipino club here in
Honolulu.
Yes, so I used to go to meetings, and then in 1972, I was the secretary for the Diocesan Congress. But this past year, I haven't done much of this club work, you know.
Oh, takes a lot of time.
It's just not that much time. I have four grandchildren staying with me.
Grandchildren?
Sure.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
I have 12 grandchildren.
Oh, no, really?
Yes, and even dozen.
Oh, my lordy. How many kids do you have?
I've had five. They're all grown.
Grown and with, all have children by now? Some.
All, four of them have. One of them don't have any, but they're all married. So I have, yep, four of my children have given me 12 grandchildren. So I have four with me because my son is here. And
your son lives here with you at this place?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not married yet?
He's married. Oh. He's the father of the four that stays with me.
So you got a whole house full. That's great.
I've got a house
full. Fun to have
full.
Your kids around, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
or isn't it?
What?
I said, it's fun to have the kids around, or isn't it?
Well, yes.
Sometimes it is, sometimes it is.
But sometimes they do get on one's nerves,
well,
you know.
How old are your kids?
My...
Your children, actually, grandchildren.
My grandchildren?
No, your children.
My children? Oh, they range from... let's see, 33 to 27.
Okay, 33, let's run, just run down, 33, 30, 31, what?
Mm-hmm.
They have five children?
Five. The youngest is 27.
Okay, yeah, 33 to 27, five. What's your husband's birthday?
February 14, 1914.
And he's Filipino too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Born in the Philippines.
Yes.
And does he work mostly as a he's now working at the plantation. I mean the
Princeville Corporation.
Princeville.
Yeah. Nursery, what? In a nursery department.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, so... And he worked before as a plantation worker
and then
rice farmer too?
And then a farmer.
How, let's see, how far through school did your kids go? Did they go, what level did they finish high school?
Well, the four oldest only went to high school.
What grade? 12th grade?
They finished high school. The youngest one, he went, one... semester.
1 year college.
In college, yes.
Okay.
Being that he was the youngest, I guess at the time we could afford a little bit more. The rest, well, money was not easy to come by, you know.
Okay.
So.
Also, did they have the community college over here then? It wasn't quite the same.
No, I think at that time they. Because the community college was not too long ago, was it?
Yeah, kind of recent.
Yeah. And then they, of course, well, my youngest one went to Santa Monica. That was where he wanted to go, so.
Did you see Santa Monica?
Santa Monica, yeah. City College.
Yeah. He didn't like the mainland, though.
No, he decided he wanted to come home, and of course,
I can understand that.
He being my baby, you know, I kind of missed him, so I says, well, come on home and hurry up. Well, my fault that he didn't finish it, I guess.
Yeah. If he wasn't happy, there's no reason to stay there. It's really a different kind of a life over there, especially California, crazy place.
Yeah.
Really?
When he was there for just a few months, he wrote me a letter and he says, Gene, Mom, now I know what it means not to have a mother. He had to do everything. Yeah,
I'll bet.
Yeah.
My kids run the same way.
I get kind of sentimental, you know, think about... So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do your children... What do your children do occupation-wise?
I only have two boys, and my oldest one, the older boy, is a carpenter. And now the younger one, he's the one that went to college for a while anyway. Works with Gray Line Kauai.
Is he a driver or
a No, he is, I don't know what he is now. They've had some topsy-turvy things happening there, but he had dispatcher.
Okay.
that was the last I, and this was just up until a couple weeks ago, or last week was.
Is that the tours or the?
A tour.
Yeah. And let's see, do you have another boy?
No, just two
just
boys.
Two boys. Mm-hmm. And the girls are all married.
Girls are all married. Awesome. They're housewives. One of them works for Big Save Kauai. Big Save Markets, shall I say, in Kapaa.
Is she, what is her job there?
She works in the produce department. Mm. Produce and the fish market. Cheese.
You know, with five children and 12 grandchildren, it would seem to me that you'd have some pretty good ideas on how to raise children. How did you handle your children when they were young and you were raising them? What kinds of discipline did you use?
Discipline?
Yeah. How did you if they're naughty, what did you do to keep them in line and stuff like that?
Well, give them spanking.
Give them a good whop on the bottom.
Yes.
It's meant to be, yeah. And we give Noe spanks when she's a bad girl. So it straightens her out a little bit. What about, what were your ideas about preparing children to go out in the world and go to school and things like that?
I don't understand.
Well, did you try to teach them things at home, or did you just leave that up to teachers when they went to school, or what?
When they were small, of course, I used to have them do, while they're home, the regular little chores that girls can do, like washing the dishes, you know. And of course, when they went to school, I let the teacher teach them what they're supposed to learn in school, you know. Like I say, I didn't go to school that much, you know.
Do you think that they learn good things in school? I mean, stuff that people really need to live, you know, in a real life situation here in Honolulu?
Well, in a way, they learn how to get along with other kids. They learn how to read and write. Yeah.
It's a lot that they can't learn in school, though, yeah?
Mm-hmm, of course. You've got to. You have different things to teach them at home. It's been so long ago, I don't even remember what I...
What do your grandchildren call you?
Mama.
I call you Mama.
Mm-hmm. Well, my young one, the youngest of the four here, because we have raised her since she was 7 months old, she calls me Mama most of the time, and she calls the grandfather Dada. But my older ones, they're from, 10 to 8, or 6, I think, 7. I can't even remember their birth date. They call me Grandma.
Call you Grandma, mm-hmm. Yeah, the older ones.
Yeah. And Grandpa, and my other grandchildren from this one who works in Big Save, they called me Hanalei Grandma because I live in Hanalei, and they have their grandma in Anahola because they live there, so they call her Grandma.
Just like our little one, she calls the mainland Grandma, St. Paul, St. St. Paul Grandma.
Oh, because she's in St. Paul.
Aya Grandma, Aya
Grandma. Let's see.
All right. So, sort of the same. But does your son say that you raised the youngest one yourself, more or less?
Mm-hmm.
So he really he appreciates your help in raising the children. Right?
Well, yes, and so, especially now he and his wife are separated. And
how long have they been separated?
About a full year now.
Full year. Mm-hmm. And the little one is how old?
She's four now.
Four. So you've really had her almost, completely
mm-hmm.
your
yeah.
child.
Yeah. Of course, I don't deprive her of her mommy. You know, she knows who her mommy is. And when she wants to go, I let her go, you know. But I feel that she's mine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I think she knows too, because when she goes that side with the mommy, she comes back. She wants to come back. So.
Where does the mom live?
Hmm?
Where does the man live?
In Liyue.
Oh.
So. It's not that far. It's not like it's on another island, you know. It's
but it's kind of a long ways from here to half hour,
mm-hmm.
45 minutes.
45 minutes, about that. But she stays there a couple of days, and then she wants to come home, so.
Did mommy get married again? Or is she?
No, they're not even divorced yet, so they're just
separated.
Mm-hmm. They haven't decided yet which way they're going.
No.
It's not easy to do, especially with children, so. I don't, it's not my business, you know.
Everybody has their ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
Corinne and I have had our share of squabbles and things like that.
Well, Ricardo and I have had squabbles too. 31 years of squabbles. It's not always squabbles, you know. There's always bright spots here and there. Some way down, some way high, some just about so-so, you know. It wouldn't be life if there wasn't any.
Oh, yeah. You can't have all good when there's no good, yeah.
That's right.
Gotta have a little bad so that you know what's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, let me ask you, was life really different? Has life changed, the whole lifestyle on Kauai, you know, since you were a child? Were things really different then?
Well, yes, in a way. There. More people here. Different people. I remember when I was young, we didn't have neighbors, you know? We had a whole area, like you farm, you have a whole farm lot to yourself. You had to walk. There's more of the conveniences now than we had before. I remember when we used to have to come over to Hanle and fill up barrels of water in order that we have water. Like now, everything is just flick a switch and you have electricity.
Yeah.
Just open a tap and you have water.
When did they put in a water system out here?
Well, there has always been, ever since I could remember, but where we used to live, there wasn't any.
Right.
We used to live in the middle of the pasture over there. and there wasn't any water connected to our place. What we had was a big wooden tank that would catch the rain off the roof, you know. That's what we used to have. It wasn't until about 10 years ago, I think, that the pipeline ran all the way up to the valley. There wasn't any water.
They have a pipeline moving what comes down from the mountains.
Mm-hmm. Now, we used to have one up here in the back, further above the big tank. But now that, I don't know why they put it lower down, but now that tank holds more water than the other one, you know.
The other one not used anymore?
And no, it burned down. You know, you must have noticed that there are some black scars on this mountain here. About, oh, 5 or 7 years ago, I think, the whole mountain area got burned.
Wow.
So
I can't imagine it being that dry in LA.
It was very dry for that year. We had some kind of a drought, like, and someone, we don't know who really, but started burning rubbish, you know, trash. And just so happened that that day there was a brisk wind, and you know how dry, you know, so they couldn't do anything about it, so it finally burned itself out on the other side of that mountain over there.
Terrible.
Yeah. So, like now, people who are living where we used to live before, there's nobody where the house spot is, but up there, up the valley over there now.
Where is that?
Hanley Valley, they call it.
But where from here? Can you point to?
Before you know where you cross over the river to Hanley proper?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a...
Ricefields over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, you know, when you said ricefields, I thought, well, I know there are ricefields back there by the river.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, you know,
we lived there once. We've been moving around ever since we've been in Honolulu, but we haven't moved out of Honolulu since the time we came back. So this is the longest place where we've stayed. And we've been here since 1957 after the tidal wave. Yeah, we had a tidal wave in 1957.
Wow. What happened?
We were living down close to the beach there, Honolulu Bay. And we were living at the Sanborns' place in a two-story building, and the wave broke the house down. Luckily, we were warned in time, and we went up to the hill, big hill over there. And so the wave broke the house down, and Mr. Sanborn gave us the lumber to the house, whatever we could salvage, and rebuild it up here. This has been our farm since 49. We used to live down there, but we used to farm up here. This used to be the old house, you know. And then after the tidal wave, my husband came up here and built this with the salvaged lumber of that house down there. See, my husband carpenters too.
Oh, yeah.
So, I guess that's where his son got his trade. He decided that he was going to be a carpenter like his father, the older one.
Good with his hands.
So he, Ricky, that's the oldest boy, older boy, is a carpenter. He works for
this.
Well, father was carpenter, he could build a house, but his life, I think, is being a farmer. I mean, working with the soil.
No, father, you mean your husband?
My husband, yes. My husband.
How about your father?
My real father is dead. My mother married again, so I have a stepfather. The woman that you saw walking out of this yard is my mother.
Oh, yeah.
She lives up there. She came.
I wish she would stay, you know, you'd like to talk about it.
Well, she said she had to go home. She had some things to do, so. She came to ask me to fill up her alien registration card. I used to do it before, and then my sister took over. Now they've moved to Honolulu, so mom's come back. So she's still an alien. I don't know, she never bothered to become an American citizen.
Does she want to? Yeah, she doesn't.
She just, I guess she doesn't care, really, whether she is or not.
I can't, let me take this, because I can't leave this with you. I've only got one of these.
Oh!
Sorry, Jim.
Oh, dear. And look what I did to it.
No problem. As long as I can just show it to people. Mm-hmm. I don't want to, I don't want to lose it, and I should have. It's very stupid of me to just bring one, Mm. I should have enough so I can give people and leave it. But if you want to take a look at it again,
No, I've already.
Yeah, I thought you had seen what you had. But how about your father? And your father, did they take it?
My stepfather,
your stepfather.
He farms too. Well, right now he's old enough to be receiving Social Security, so he's having that. And he's got a little bit of a farm to exercise himself in, you know. He has always worked with the land, too. So.
Does he raise chickens? Is he like?
Well, he's got a few, like we have here, running loose for the farm, for home use.
Do folks approve of fighting, chicken fights?
Well, Ricardo does fight.
I bet you don't approve of it.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
I bet there have been plenty of battles about that, yeah?
Well, quite. Lost money, lost chicken. Lost time, you know, feeding and. But.
Doesn't he win sometimes?
Once in a while.
Yeah.
He hasn't for a while now, maybe about 3 or 4 years he hasn't gone to the chicken fights.
All kind of balances out. I don't know, I guess. Some people might have different reasons for being against chicken fights. I guess my feeling is a man's recreation. There just aren't that many things that you can do, you know, that really make you feel good and, you know, please you. Some guys like to watch boxing, some guys like to watch professional football, some guys like to go out surfing, you know.
Well, I guess being a Filipino, you know, he was raised in that. Yes, it probably been instilled in his blood or something. His parents used to do it, and so did his grandparents, I guess. Why shouldn't he? One thing I know is his children, his boys, haven't taken it up. They might yet. They're still young, you know.
Does their mama sort of? Has their mama had some influence there?
Well, maybe. I hope so.
I think so. Who rules the roost? The mama or the dad? In a typical Filipino family here.
A typical Filipino family, dad does. Once in a while, there's a break in the routine, you know, and mom comes up on top. But it's not all the time. Most of the time, father says what father says goes.
How do you feel about that?
I was raised as a Filipina. But of course I rebel once in a while, you know.
What do you think about all the women's lib movement and all that stuff?
Well, that's for women who are I don't know, not like me. Some women are naturally aggressive, you know, so they want to be in the foreground of things. And me, I'm just a housewife and a mother and a grandmother. Once in a while, of course, I get my moments. But I'm not the pushy type,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, sure. It's mostly the holy grails that really go in for that, and some, you know, some Oriental girls really like to step up. I suppose it doesn't matter too much what your background is, you know, but in general, at least from my observation, most local girls are not that excited about the women's lib movement. I don't know.
Well, you find that some, I think that some women who has had too strict an upbringing kind of go for this women's lib thing.
You know, when they get out of home?
You know, they probably just want to show that they do have a mind of their own, you know, and maybe too much of it pushing, tamping down when they were young at home.
What do you feel about that? I mean, I was asking you before, you know, this is kind of what I meant. I didn't make myself very clear. Do you think that children should be given a pretty free hand, or should be held back pretty strongly, or what?
That depends. Because if you do hold a child too much, you know, they become kind of shy children, introverts, you know. But then, if you let them go too much, they may not be willing to listen to you after a while when you say you can't do that because it's not right. You know what I mean? You have to have a certain amount of how shall I say it? Pull on the reins, you know? I can't say it the way I want to, but
I sort of agree. We've been giving Noi a pretty free rein, but then sometimes we've got to just sort of hold back because she gets a little too sassy, you know. And she,
that's what
she
I mean. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like my granddaughter. In fact, my son is a little bit lenient towards the kids. They get flippant, you know. They answer you back, and yeah, they sass you. And with me, I could never do that to my mom, never. And so I tried with my girls, my children, to have some respect for the older people, you know, and for themselves, because after a while, you get to flippant, or like you're not even having any respect for older people. Other people would say, oh my, what a bunch of brats. Didn't their parents ever teach them anything, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of what you worry about. You're one of the people to think that you've been a bad parent in that way.
Sometimes it's
that's what I feel. If my daughter gets too
Mm-hmm.
And she's getting that way, you know. She's kind of bad. Honestly, what do you do? What do you do in your spare time? The kind of thing that you enjoy most as a hobby or something like that?
I don't really have a hobby. Except that just lately, this past year and a half, I took up a course in school of speed writing.
Speed writing?
Mm-hmm. It's a form of shorthand, ABC shorthand.
Oh.
And I sent in my 10th examination, and along with this came a course in business typing. I didn't get through with that because I didn't have a typewriter. Now I've got two. And so I'm trying to teach my clumsy fingers to punch the right keys and to keep my eyes on the copy instead of the... But I just can't seem to do it. Because I'm doing... Well, I guess so. But I don't have that much time, you know, with my grandchildren. So what I do is...
Grandma, can I type?
Yes! She insists on typing. So now that I have two, I borrowed the other one. This belongs to my daughter-in-law. I let her have one, thinking that I'd be able to go without. Grandma, how you do this? How come mine doesn't go? You know, I still get bothered. But, you know, perhaps in due course she'll learn to, you know, something of that. Now, which finger is, what letter she's punching in, you know. So she's still only 4 years old. She hasn't even started at school.
Just 1 year older than my daughter.
Yeah. So then, I was talking about the typing, business typing. I just received back my first exam on that thing. Pretty good mark, it was A.
I can't get much better than that.
But in fact, all my other marks on this was A, A minus, A plus. But
oh, good. What are you thinking of doing with it when you get finished? When you're really good?
I haven't decided, really. The only reason why, truly, I took this up was at the time when I took this I was sort of in a rebellious state, you know. I took it as a way of showing other people, and mostly myself, that I could do it, you know. So
What's that?
Frogs.
Are you kidding me? Those must be huge bullfrogs.
Frogs, they're about so big.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you ought to be here at night.
Do you eat them?
Probably. Of course, the green ones, yeah. There's toads too, you know. You eat them, you eat the frog's legs. In fact, we eat the whole thing. We peel off the skin, you know, and clean off the inside. And we fry the legs and make a kind of a stew with the breast part.
You eat the head too?
No. We cut the head off.
It's kind of big on the frog, isn't it?
Not really. No. It's just about so big, you know. And then
what's the best part?
For frying the legs are...
Tokak, yeah?
Yeah, tokak is a frog. Where did you get that from?
Oh, I took that thing.
Ah. Yeah, you should be here at night. Oh, it's a continuous roar. All kinds of high pitch, low pitch, you know?
Yeah.
You would say a chorus.
You put that on a tape recorder and listen to it then.
Mm.
If you had to go to Honolulu, you know, you could bring along a tape recorder and it would remind you of home.
I wouldn't really miss it, you know. They keep us awake sometimes, especially this is the time of year when they do wake up and make a lot of noise. It's just about mating time, you know. So they're calling.
I heard that song and I thought it was a whale. Whales sound like that.
Really?
Have you ever heard recordings of whales?
No.
They have very low pitch and then a very high pitch, and they alternate. They go back and forth between the low, low. Sounds kind of like a little bit like a cow, a little bit like that sound, you know.
Hmm.
And they have tremendous communication capacity, whales and dolphins. Mm. They're probably just as smart as human beings in terms of their
I don't remember if I ever heard. I went to SeaWorld in summer of 72. My mom and I went all the way up to Ohio.
Yeah. SeaWorld in Ohio?
This was
Miami.
No, SeaWorld in California.
Is that the San Diego one, or is that?
San Diego.
Because
my daughter was in Long Beach
had
at that time.
Yeah.
But we went to see Shamu, the killer whale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boy, was he a show off, though.
Oh, yes.
and then I think this was where we saw a tank of sharks. They were trying to keep the shark alive. Sharks, all types of sharks. Because I understand when sharks stay still, they drown.
Probably they do, because they can't.
That's the according to the brochures, you know, that they passed out. They have to be. That's the reason why there's hardly any sharks in captivity, because they haven't found a way yet to keep them in perpetual motion, you know, so that the gills will get the oxygen that they need, I think, or something like that.
Gee, that's cool.
Kind of scary, though, to see a tank of sharks.
Yeah.
But there was all kinds of other interesting fish attractions. There was a Japanese show over there, too. They're an area of Japanese things. They had these pearl divers, you know, girls. So I got myself a $9 worth of pearl from over there.
But they don't dive topless like they do over in Japan.
Oh, no, these ones were all in white, you know. From head to toe, they even had a cap on and goggles too. And my son-in-law had it made into a ring, mounted for me. So that's a remembrance there.
It's nice to have. Beautiful.
We went to Disneyland too.
Was this your only trip to the mainland?
My very first trip away from the islands. I have a sister in Ohio. She's married to a tiger from Ohio. And we hadn't seen her for about 15 years since they moved up there. He was in the service. And so they went up to his old home state, which is Ohio, and we hadn't seen them for 15 years. So for the first time, I was going to visit my daughter in Long Beach. And my sister, she says, gee, it would be very good for mom to go with you, huh? I said, sure. And then the one in Ohio got jealous because my mom was going to see the one in San Francisco. So that's how we ended up going to Ohio. I babysat mom. Yeah. From here, and we changed our plane in Honolulu, and then again in Los Angeles, and then from there all the way to Columbus.
Long flight, isn't it?
Very well, for being that it was the first time, it was kind of exciting, you know, fun.
Yeah, We just went back to St. Paul where my folks lived and took the...
That's in Minnesota.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And had a little snow and freezing weather. It was very, very cool. And that's where I grew up, you know, so I enjoy it. And Karina had a good time too. She didn't think it was that cold. We always dressed up real warm, you know. So it wasn't that.
Well?
We're starting to talk about frog legs and stuff.
Oh, yes.
I was thinking, what is your favorite food? Do you folks, like, adobo, chicken adobo, and pork adobo, and stuff like that? Or, what is bagong exactly?
It's salted fish.
Salted fish.
Mm-hmm. That you have let stay for...
It's preserved.
Okay. Preserved, yeah. Yes.
How do you preserve it?
Just add salt to fish.
But I mean, do you refrigerate it after that, or do you leave it?
No.